We're heading up to the O'Neill County and to Omagh St Enda's, and I'm joined to say I'm joined on the line by Seanny Myler. Seanny, very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. And well, Seanny, it's an event that you're having within the club. It's the green platform, it's called Simple Life Changing, New Year, New Beginnings, an inspirational talk with Declan Coyle, author of the Green Platform, and yourself, Seanny. Of course, it's next Friday night, the 24th. In Omagh St Enda's in Healy Park. But what the talk about is today, tell us a wee bit more about what exactly is going to be happening on the night, and of course it's all in aid of a good cause. But first of all, Declan Coyle, he comes with a lot of pedigree, Seanny.
Yeah. Thanks very much for the opportunity, Park, to talk about this. So I met Declan about 6.5 years ago. I went to an event Declan had in Omagh in the Tara Centre. And, maybe it was just at the time, Declan was he's a very positive man, and he the way he talks about, you know, every event that takes place in life, there's a positive angle to it. And, very much I got onto that myself personally, and I feel as though it served me very well in the last 6.5 years in both my work and both my sport. And I think it's a message there that we need to really get out to more and more people that when things do happen, you can either, step onto the green platform of positivity, or you can step onto the red platform of negativity. But that's ultimately a choice.
Yeah.
So it is for you to do that.
And suppose our listeners have to know that you're a former ex-Tyrone senior footballer. You're also a Northern Ireland master athlete as well. And just putting your finger on it, Seanny, it was your health and well-being element of the club that decided to run something like this. And obviously it has attracted the imagination of a lot of people. So maybe tell us a wee bit more, what's it about, the actual talk, and what is people going to get out of it?
Yeah, well, Rachel Mallon, Rachel's from the McGinn family, a really great family from Omagh, and Rachel had been going to the see Declan herself, and she had been to, and we talked last year, I think it was July, there was a throne match on, and we met up and had a chat, and she talked about the possibility of getting Declan to come to the club and talk. Not just to the club, and obviously players come along, parents come along, coaches come along, but also just the wider community in Omagh here for people. And I thought it was a great idea, because I've obviously been to Declan, and I bought his two books and I read them. So she set in motion, and contacted Declan, and eventually, he was so kind to come back, and we talked about January, and he thought it was a great idea, and he named it New Year, New Beginning, because that's when January people start set goals for the year. And we could get people just when they're in that right mindset. So, the fact he's coming along, he's a person who, people can relate. Maybe Declan played football for Cavan in the 60s. He won a championship medal and Ulster championship in 69. He then went off to be a missionary priest with the Columban Missionaries for 27 years. He worked mostly in the Philippines. And I remember just reading from one of his articles that in the last 90 days he was there, he buried 65 children. So he has seen so much in his life, but he still has this angle that, for every experience you have, he took a lot of positive from what he learned. Declan, left the and then he's got married, and he's had 3 kids, and one of his children's severely disabled, and the child lost their medical card a number of years ago, and he went on to the Late Late Show, and he was instrumental in getting that back. So from the point of view of listening to someone, we all need someone to sort of maybe inspire us. And I know he was inspirational for me, and I know so many other people he was. He worked with Liam Sheedy in 2008. I worked a lot with Liam when he was managing Tipperary, and he won All Ireland. He worked with Jack O'Connor in 2004, and helping Jack managing the team and his choices and decisions, and they won All Ireland too. So he's a great pedigree in sport and Gaelic and hurling, and he's also a great pedigree in business. He travels the world talking to business people, and he does talks in schools as well, and to parents, stuff like that. So there's a whole wide area that he can talk about.
And just to, and suppose it's for anyone listening, they're more than welcome to come, because he's not the most easiest man in the world to get to come and do an evening like this.
Yeah, because he goes off maybe 5-6 times a year and travels to America and does talks, he's in demand. So we're just really 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 lucky. to her and grateful to have him coming to your club. And the fact that this was actually didn't come from our chairman or our secretary or the group of the male footballers, this came from our health and wellbeing committee, you know, who organised this. So every club out there who has a health and wellbeing committee, you know, it's fantastic to know that they're doing so much good work and can have a huge impact within clubs. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, this sparked off, like.
And from the night, suppose you kind of touched on it, Shawnee, some of the elements that people might pick up, and as I say, it's okay, it's from almost St. Andrews, but anybody within the community, as we say, from any of, if it's any of the sports within the area, can by all means come down. If you're not involved in a sport, you're more than welcome to come as well.
No, but this is very, very, very wide. So it is, like, you know, The aim initially was to have it in the members bar upstairs, you know, but it's limited there as regards the amount of people you can get in. So, I mean, to be honest, the way we're going, the likelihood is we may have to move this downstairs to the big hall because of the interest, but that we'll make that call during the week. So we will. I can't say enough about it. I live my life in the Green Platform. So we do. And if an event takes place, the first thing I'll think to is what positive can I take us out of this? Now, that just doesn't happen easy because we're all very much creatures of habit, and we normally default to the negative because there's so much negativity in our world and our newspapers and our place of work, and there's so much negativity. So you have to work hard to be positive. It's not just doesn't come naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're able to get a few people, get a few hints and tips and get them started off and just to take the first step, it's surprising how you can master your own destiny. So you can.
As well. And suppose before I let you go, Shawnee, it's all in aid of a very good cause as well. And maybe you might tell us a wee bit about who the cause is.
Yeah, well, the Torres Centre in Oma, the Torres Centre is now 24 years in Oma. It came here in 1996. And they're a good service in Oma. We're very, very fortunate to have them. And, you know, I suppose the headline for them, they basically call it, they're in the service of healing, peace, and holistic well-being. And so they never turn anybody away. A very caring organisation, and two great, Mary and Maura, two great leaders there, so they are, and so all the proceeds of the event will be going to the Torres Centre just to support the good work that they do in the local Oma community.
And anybody listening to us today, we're a Facebook page, obviously, Shawnee, to find out a wee bit more if it's something that you're interested in attending, where can you get the tickets and that?
With the details, yeah, our own club Facebook has an advert up on it, and you know, if anybody wants to phone myself directly, you know, I can give out my number, and I know when I can arrange to get them tickets, leave them somewhere, or have them available, like, for them. So there's a wee poster up on the club, Miss Nomas Nenda's Facebook page. So there's the details are on that.